Federal opposition leader Tony Abbott has announced plans for a six-month paid parental leave scheme. He wants to pay for it by putting a tax on big business, but business groups aren't happy. Mr. Abbott says his policy would give parents financial security and the time they need to bond with their newborn. The government has slammed it as just a thought bubble and a new tax. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Tony Abbott says he's now a passionate believer in the need for a paid parental leave scheme in Australia, and he says big business should be responsible for funding it.
The only way we are going to get a decent national paid parental leave scheme anytime soon is if it's funded by a levy on larger businesses.
Tony Abbott has used an International Women's Day event to propose a scheme of 6 months' leave, paid at the parent's salary up to a cap of $150,000. It would be funded by a 1.7% levy on those companies who have an annual turnover in excess of $5 million. Mr. Abbott says those businesses have the capacity to pay, even if they may not like the idea.
Some of them will be able to offset their levy costs because they're already paying some limited paid parental leave. But it's very important that it be paid for, and the people that I think should pay are larger businesses.
But Peter Anderson from the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the proposal is unfair.
No matter how sincerely Tony Abbott or the federal opposition or indeed the government hold the issue of paid parental leave, the idea of taxing industry to pay for this social policy is a mistake.
And Katie Lay from the Business Council of Australia says they're also firmly opposed.
We think it should be a shared responsibility. All our income taxes and our corporate taxes should be part of the payment system for maternity leave.
And in a statement, Heather Ridout from the Australian Industry Group describes the scheme as flawed, unrealistic and a deterrent to investment in Australia. The Federal Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Elizabeth Broderick, is cautiously welcome, but she also has concerns.
However the scheme is funded, it can't be in such a way so as business says, well, we won't employ women.
Tony Abbott's proposal is more generous than the government's planned scheme of 18 weeks paid at the federal minimum wage to begin next year. But the Minister for the Status of Women, Tanya Plibersek, has dismissed Mr. Abbott's plan as a thought bubble.
He's been a consistent opponent of paid parental leave. He's particularly been a consistent opponent of making businesses pay for paid parental leave.
The government has been keen to point out that Mr. Abbott has said several times over the past few months that the Coalition's election promises won't be funded by new or increased taxes. Mr. Abbott says the Coalition would seek to reduce the company tax burden on those businesses funding the scheme, but only after it had paid off government debt and reduced personal taxes. The Minister, Tanya Plibersek, says it's a heavy burden on businesses who've struggled through the economic downturn.
It's very disappointing to see a leader of the opposition who has said that the opposition's not interested in introducing new taxes out there spruiking the potential of a $3 billion a year tax on businesses.
Tony Abbott says the policy isn't finalised and he and the opposition will now begin consultations on the way the scheme could be introduced.
I'm publicly flagging its adoption now to avoid the problems inherent in keeping people in the dark about important policy initiatives. The Rudd government might have made fewer mistakes with its hospital policy, for instance, if the Prime Minister had been less keen about keeping the detail to himself and failing to take even the state Labor premiers into his confidence.
The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has confirmed he will be spending time with state and territory leaders as he tries to win agreement for his hospital reform plan before next month's Council of Australian Governments meeting. He says he, the Health Minister Nicola Roxon, and the Treasurer Wayne Swan will all be sitting down with their state and territory counterparts to go over their concerns.
We look forward to these negotiations with the states and territories. We don't underestimate how difficult it will be.
But he's again hit out at those states, Victoria in particular, who say they can't support the plan without any new Commonwealth funding.
The growth that we are now taking onto our shoulders for the future expansion of the system is taking $15 billion worth of responsibility away from the states and putting it on our shoulders, which means more hospital beds, more doctors, more nurses funded by the Australian government. That's our response to, I think, a number of the bleats around the system, and I don't think they stand up to scrutiny.
The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, ending Naomi Woodley's report.